Meaning I can talk already, I can hear myself like an echo, like a crazy echo, but let's hope it's all going to be cool. Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today, if you didn't guess, it's Wednesday, the 22nd day of the month of April. And before we're going to talk about all the problems, I just wanted to know that the 22nd of April is the 112th day of the year of the Gregorian calendar of 2020. Basically, it's another 253 days remain till the end of the year. I'm sure you wanted to know, because I don't know what we're going to say about this year. I don't know, last 100 years or 102 years been there like the West? I don't know. So guys, you can contact me. I don't get your emails or WhatsApps anymore. So please feel free to contact me on WhatsApp on 083-6100-209. This is my telephone number, so keep it close to your heart. 083-6100-209. I want you to join us today and tell us how you feel. How you, how you getting along with this crazy situation that we're in. And let's try to keep you a little bit smiling. I mean, I don't know. You know what? Yesterday we had this manager of the country talking on TV, and basically it will sound like it's like a parole hearing. But looks like the parole hearing will actually be only happening tomorrow. So tomorrow we will know if we can get out or stay in. And, you know, as the situation continues, looks like the coronavirus is taking the best of us. And we all don't know how this crisis will end. Therefore, my opinion is that we have to take it lightly. So, as we don't have anything to do, it is not our fault. And someone clever once said that if you could do anything about it, why to worry? And if you cannot do anything about it, why to worry? So exactly. I know it's human nature, but to worry. But try to, you know what, for the sake of yourself and your sanity and everybody around you.
Take it easy.
Try to sleep as much as possible. Oh, in fact, there's a guy by the name of Matthew Walker. He wrote a book called Why We Sleep. I do recommend it to the guys. You must read it. I mean, really, even if you don't have enough patience to read it, just go on YouTube and put Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep. And
is it helping you to fall asleep?
First of all, it does. But secondly, all the benefits of sleeping, it's actually very, very good for you. So Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. I'm not promoting his book. I just read it, and it's actually amazing to know how good it is. So if we take our time now, and instead of going crazy and banging our heads against the wall, and say, whoa, you know, and get yourself into like a terrible mood and terrible feeling and terrible luck. You know what? Just wake up, say, listen, this is the situation. We have to deal with it. This is it. I mean, this is not a joke. I mean, we all know it's not easy, but you know what? No one has promised us a rose garden. And
find,
you know what?
Find the positive in the situation.
Yeah,
and just work with it.
Exactly, work with it and see what's happening. I mean, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine, and in the end, it will be okay. I hope no one will be affected by this coronavirus. No one of our listeners. I mean, if you listen to the Pornstars show, you are definitely vaccinated against the coronavirus. So just listen to us, and all the problems will disappear. But in any case, I'd like you to relax. If there's anything else you are doing, as the situation is not really great, but instead of looking at the guys at the glass half empty, look at it half full. And you know what? You need a small break. You took a small break. Just want to spend, don't you want to spend a little bit of time with your wife?
I would say that remember what you used to do or like to do when you were much, much younger. And since you are an adult and you work like a donkey and you run around and never enough hours in the day, just go back and do what you used to like to do when you didn't have any worries in your life. Play the games you like, do crosswords or Sudoku or whatever, and enjoy the time. That's all.
Yeah. So basically, just I don't understand. Banging your head against it. Well, I know they gave us a target 3 weeks, and to be honest with you, the first 3 weeks were not that bad. But at least the first 2 weeks were not that difficult. Really, really, they were not. And I'm married. Properly married. I've got a wife. And you know, people must understand that I know you might be laughing and you say, but yeah, I've got a wife and it's a problem. It is. I've still made it. Look, I'm still here with us.
But lucky she knows how to play backgammon.
Who? My wife?
Yeah.
Did you ever play with a woman backgammon, Eitan?
Yeah.
Did you?
You know what her idea of backgammon is?
What?
She gets a baseball bat and she chases you around the house. And every time she hits you, she gets a point. Exercise.
You know what my wife said? There was she smacked me on my nose. And she says, I said, well, why have you done that? She says, no, there was a mosquito. There was a mosquito on your nose. I said, didn't you like... to ask me, says no. I mean, it was the quickest decision. It was the easiest decision I had ever made. So,
yeah. She did it from love. She didn't want it to bite.
All love. Still, what is so wrong with just sitting at home, relaxing, reading a book, watching TV, educating yourself, going all, you know, all this stuff in the garden? I mean, it's really, really, you know what? It's not so bad. It's really, really not so bad. It can, first of all, it can be much worse. Don't you think so?
Yeah, can be worse. Look on the good stuff.
Now let me tell you something. So we fell asleep in one world and woke up in another. Suddenly Disney is out of magic. Paris is no longer romantic. New York doesn't stand up anymore. Chinese Wall is no longer fortress, and Mecca is empty. Hugs and kisses suddenly become weapons, and not visiting parents and friends become act of love. You know, suddenly you realize the power, beauty, and money are worthless. You can't get, and can't get you the oxygen that you're fighting for. The world continues its life, and it's beautiful. It only puts humans in cages. I think it's sending us a message. You are not necessary. We are not necessary anymore. The air, earth, water, sky without you are fine. When you come back, remember that you are a guest, not the masters of the, so yeah, somebody wrote it. I don't know who wrote it, but it's not bad. So basically, just guys, you know what? We were in a situation. Let's try to make the best of it. And the best of it is what? The best of it is, first of all, laugh. Laugh a lot. Don't laugh too loud. For the men, you can't laugh too loud because if the wife doesn't allow laughing, I don't know. So you don't need to, but I don't know, Nicole, you used to be married, isn't it? Did you allow your husband to laugh?
He made me miserable. That's why I got divorced.
He made that reasonable.
Next time, just make it allow you to laugh.
I know the poor guy is still hiding under a rock, and he made them miserable. I mean, yes, I don't understand. But yeah.
You saw, by the way, Roy, it's all the clips running around, and I saw it on TV as well, how the wild animal feeling very nice walking in the streets now, suddenly they're coming out into the cities, out
it's
from
amazing,
the savannah.
Yeah?
It's just beautiful. Just showing how quick nature take over.
Let me tell you another thing. So today we've got a lot of birthdays. So first of all, I'm sure Nicole heard because it's the first time I heard about it. I saw her face before in movies and whatever. But do you know a girl by the name of Amber Heard or Heard?
Amber Heard. I think I know who she is. Yes, but I can't put a face to the name.
She's the most popular girl who was born today. She's the spouse of Johnny Depp. She was his spouse for 2 years.
Yes.
You know she is. Oh, she looks rather hot. Anyway, she's 34 years old today. Believe it or not, she's married to Johnny Depp. She was married to Johnny Depp between 2015
and 2017. Yeah, he beat her. He hit her, and I had a huge court case.
No, I believe she was to blame. But okay. Anyway, Amber Heard, believe it or not, she's 34 years old. She's from Austin, Texas, United States. Yeah, she was married to Johnny Depp. She's got a partner. And she used to have a partner named Tessa Fandria from 2008-2012. All right. She doesn't have kids. So the second guy, which is not as popular as this woman that I don't really know, her name is, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure Eitan will remember from his old days, Vladimir Lenin. Do you remember Vladimir Lenin?
Yes.
Okay. You know who he was? He was better known by his alias Lenin, was a Russian revolutionary politician and political theorist. He served as a head of government of Soviet Russia from 1917 till 1924. And of the Soviet Union from 1922 to 1924. He was born in April, like 22nd April 1870, and he died in January 1924, meaning he died at 54. Did you know that in 54 years, this guy basically changed history? I mean, he died in 1954. Think about it. And he wasn't a good guy. Him and Stalin were, I don't think they were
guys. They were the leader of the revolution.
He said the goal of socialism is communism. Fascism is capitalism in decay. You see, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. There I know. Then he made a magazine called Pravda. Pravda is the truth and not a word of truth was written in the magazine. Even I don't think the date was correct on that. Another guy that's today 83 years old is Mr. Jack Nicholson. I don't know if you remember him, but today 83 years ago in 1937.
Can I add one more?
Yes, please.
Well, today it's my mother's-in-law birthday, and I'd like to wish her many, many more years. Yeah.
Wonderful lady. Yeah. I don't know how she allowed you to take a daughter, but yeah, still a wonderful lady.
I had close relationship with the husband.
Okay, another guy, one of the best soccer players known, is now 38 years old, his name was Cacau. Cacau is a Brazilian footballer, he's 38 years old today. Who do we have more? Robert J. Oppenheimer. Robert Oppenheimer. It's got nothing to do with our own Oppenheimers, but he's
atom bomb.
Theoretical physics. No, he was a physicist.
He developed the atom bomb.
Yeah, he was born 1904, and he died in 1967. So Robert J. Oppenheimer. Who do we have more? David Luiz from Arsenal. He's 33 years old today. Believe it or not. Who do we have more today? That is Peter Frampton. Do you remember Peter Frampton? Peter Frampton was the lead singer of how do you call this band? Oh, I forgot this band. He's 70 years old today. Whoa, I'm old. Yo, he's 70 year old Peter Frampton. Well, he was a very, very good guitarist, I remember. And who do we have more? No, we don't have anybody else that I know. So what we're going to go is, before we're going to continue, we're going to go to a nice song. I don't know if he sees me, but let me see if I can get a song. So, are we going to get a song now?
This is The Hustle with Roy Perez.
So?
I don't know. Are we on?
Yes, we're on. Yes. On.
Are we on? Oh, all right, all right.
Roy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up, Sunshine?
I'm here.
I got a call yesterday from Zuma. He was upset. He says, where was this 500 billion rand when I was a president? He was looking for it. He couldn't find it, he said. So, I don't know what we're going to, oh, by the way, you know, for all our, listeners, we are open, we got permission from government to open. So, we've been working already for, since when? Ethan? 2 weeks? A week and a half?
Last week, Tuesday, they allowed us to be able to assist people. You know, people now in some kind of a distress about money and all of this. So, you know, whoever can help by opening some kind of a business that can, and we are one of them, people can come with the jewelry, with the, and come and just get money, you know, whatever people really need. And, you know, I spoke to a lot of people. They call us. We try to advertise as much as we can. And they're so happy that there is a way for them, because in the end of the day, you know, with all due respect, but a chain and a ring, you can't chew.
And, 100%, and
you can buy some bread. So
a lot of people
really appreciative, and they are in touch, and they come in, they're really, really happy that there is a way for them.
There's an opportunity to get out of the house as well. I mean, this is
this is definitely this is another thing. It's helping. You know what people really, really appreciative, that they have the ability to go and help themselves through us get money and support the family and get food and so on. So whoever need us, you will give the hours and everything.
The truth of the matter is I'm sitting at home, it's been such a joy being at home with my wife for the past 3 weeks. You know, we've been caught up on all the bad things I've done for the last 35 years. I'm telling you. You remember
what
you've done that to me.
Your wife is free time. No, it's not. It's very difficult in a normal day to do it, to do this ketchup.
What's that? Oh, the ketchup,
to do ketchup of 30 years when you both busy at work.
We almost finished everything that I've done, so I'm almost clear. Almost clear. It's actually a very, very...
You're still alive.
Almost in the clear.
And you still
we almost went through the whole, you know, from day one till, let's say, 5-6 years ago. We've got only 5-6 years to go. The last ones.
I'm hysterical.
No, let me tell you, Nicole, it's quite a hard time for the men. The government don't want him to see, the government don't want to see the men at work. The women don't want to see him at home. And the police don't want to see him in the street. I mean, what the hell are we going to do? I mean,
we can just flush ourselves down the toilet and that's it.
That is so true. I'm so impressed with that.
You are, huh?
With what? With what you're impressed?
I'm very impressed that the men are suffering so much.
Yeah, suffering, you know, but I don't know if I catch my wife talking to another woman. I don't know if she gave her, Nicole, I'm not sure you can tell me. So, I don't understand, they were talking, abuse during the quarantine. Poison your husband and, you know, so I think they were talking between them, like, you can poison your husband and tell them,
the swap recipes.
They poisoned the husband and said to the police it was like a flu-like symptoms, you know? And you've got a chance now. I mean, you can kill them all.
No, and if you say that, the cops aren't even going to come to the house to check.
No, they won't. It's the corona. Corona, they leave him there. Yeah, they leave him there.
They come with masks and pack you and take.
Even the hospital won't accept him. Shame, poor guy. You know what? But by the, and another thing, let me tell you, in alcohol, there's no alcohol. So thank God I don't drink. But you know what? I can see, I mean, I live in a building and you know, my neighbors, I think they drink. So one of them, I met him in the, in the elevator the other day with all the masks and whatever. And he says to me, you know what? By the time we'll be able to buy alcohol again, Captain Morgan will be an admiral.
No, you know, the truth is, I'm watching a lot of the news around the world and whatever. And, well, I didn't find another country that alcohol is banned completely, and cigarettes, definitely, there is no other country that I saw that it's banned. And I think that the government need to give their opinion about this, because a lot of organization or people collecting signatures, they need to give an we locked in the houses. I'm not drinking as well, so I'm like you, I don't have this problem. I'm a smoker, but they need to give their mind into it. Just to lock hysterically everything, you know, without even straight thinking, you know, if your fridge is breaking, you have to go to the police with a special form, so the police will authorize you to go and purchase a fridge. You know, it's like, it's like, come on guys, you think that this economy, when people struggling and need money, someone will go for fun to buy a fridge?
It's ridiculous. They did. Cyril, or if it was Cyril, somebody said, alcohol, the reason being is it's not only bad for your health if you abuse it, so it makes you more high risk to getting the virus, but it's partly to, causes abuse, because people, men get drunk and then they abuse their wives more.
Looting of 100 people together, one on top of each other, is better.
Let me just hold you there. So always say about the men abusing women because they drink, they abuse the women. Listen, the drink is just you know, say, no, I'm sorry, I was drunk. It's just an excuse. They want to hit the woman anyway. The drink is just an excuse. But think about what's happening to petrol prices. Do you see what's happening to oil prices?
It's
negative. Like they're paying $40 a barrel to take it away.
You know, Roy, I saw in the news that actually there is a new problem in the world right now, because, you know, they can't just stop the pumping. There is a problem of storage of the barrels.
Yes.
And they can store it by me. I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, they can store it by me.
But, it's a serious problem. They're trying to find a solution to it, because they are millions of barrels that no one buys. And
you know, who would believe that if you fill up a full tank of petrol in March, it will be enough for you till August?
yeah, it's unbelievable, I want to say.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And let me tell you, who is the busiest profession in this time? Who do you think? Moshe, who do you think is the busiest professional in this time?
Well,
Moshe's gone. Moshe's there.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Well,
the doctors and the nurses.
Okay, but who more?
Not the pharmacist.
I know who's not busy at all.
Who?
The prostitutes.
Yeah, they're not busy.
They're not busy at all.
Unless they do home visits.
They apply for a special unemployment.
Yeah. I think the psychiatrists are the most busy profession right now. I mean, in this isolation period, sometimes, I mean, I've got the word from they say, sometimes you're going to talk to walls, sometimes you're going to talk to chairs, sometimes you're going to talk to trees. It's natural. You don't have nothing to worry about, and you don't have to worry about calling the psychiatrist.
Only call
the psychiatrist. If the trees or whatever, the walls are answering you, then you can call the psychiatrist. Yeah.
Sometimes you become very independent. You can talk to yourself.
To yourself is good. Actually, very healthy to talk to yourself.
If you start talking to other people that aren't there, then it's a little bit concerning.
But you can talk to the mirror. You always like to talk to someone who understands you. So it's not a problem. Well, what we talked in the beginning about everyone to find the positives, everything, I have to tell you something very cute that I read. It's saying, you're not completely useless. You can always serve as a bad example. So, no worry, guys. Even in the bottom, there is always a light.
Guys, you know what? Are we going to, we're going to have, what is my next song? You know how difficult it is to run it, to run that show from home? It's actually difficult. So, what do we have first? We first of all have,
you know, this is the future of the, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff when the world will come back to some kind of normality, a lot of stuff will be done remotely. All high tech stuff and whatever.
Let me tell you one thing. The radio show, I will go there because it's crazy running it from home. Anyway, the next song is Anastasia.
Nice to sit together and use
the song is Anastasia. And Left Outside Alone. I don't know if you know this song, but it's a lovely song from Anastasia. And Tabo will put it in. It will upload it now quickly for us. And Tabo, here you go, guys.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Yes, we are.
Are we on? All right, we on. All right, great. So I wanted just to tell you a story. And guys, I want you to listen to the story because it makes a lot of sense and it's actually amazing. They say that it was came from King Solomon, that at the time was the cleverest person in the world. Today, the wives are, but in the old days, it used to be Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. And he says, it's in the book of Mishlei and it's whatever. So he was talking about the thief that was caught when he was stealing, and he brought to a trial in front of a king, and the king says he has to die hanging, and the thief said to the king, if you're going to kill me, the whole land will lose and you will lose. So the king asked him why. He says, I've got a secret, very special secret that no one in the world knows. But if you're going to kill me, the secret will die with me. He says, what is the secret? He says, I can put seeds in the ground. Within 10 minutes, they're going to grow to a huge tree and they're going to give fruit within 10 minutes. So the king says, if you show me how you're doing it, I will keep you alive. So the king collected all his deputies,
ministers,
all his ministers and whatever, and just to see how things like this can happen. So the thief took few seeds, put them in the water, lift them up and down a few times, and then he went to the king and says, look, I got to the last stage. Those seeds, they have to go straight into the ground. But there's one problem. My hands, the hands that putting the seeds in the ground, they need to be clean of theft. And you know, because I stole, my hands I cannot put them in the ground, and it's not going to work. So the king says, no problem. Let's see, maybe we take our Minister of Finance. He can put it inside. So the Minister of Finance says, listen, Mr. King, you know that we are all human beings, and maybe sometimes I took a little bit of money here from there, you know, I took a little bit of money to my personal account, but without paying attention, it wasn't a lot. Then he went to his foreign minister and he said to him, would you be able? He says, no, the same thing. And then he went, the thief went to the king. He says, maybe Mr. King himself will be able to put it inside. So the king started to grow red and says, look, everybody with kids, you know, maybe sometimes I took a little bit of something from the drawer of my father to myself. So the thief said to the king, one thing I don't understand, everybody here is thieves. Why only me that you want to hang?
He It sounds like the government that we talked about in the past. 100%. 100%. 100%. That's a good one, huh?
Yeah. Let me tell you. You know that this old man went to the doctor. He says, every time after the sex, I hear a whistle. What's happening to me? He says, how old are you? So the guy says, I'm 70. He says, no, the doctor says, no, it's 100% natural. What do you think? In your age, people will give you a...
An older gentleman in his 80s went to the licensing department to renew his driver license.
Yeah.
So at one point of the procedure, the tester took him for a small drive to see how he's behaving still on the road. So as they approached a stop sign, he stopped, he looked to his right and just kept on going. So the tester hysterically, terrified, he said, are you crazy? You didn't look to the left. He said, no, this is my wife's side.
That's not
I've got for you another one, a little bit closer. After my wife accidentally swallowed my prostate medication, my daughter called the pharmacist quickly to ask whether it can cause for any alarm. The pharmacist said, no, usually not, but only if she start hanging in hardware shop and showing a lot of... can be put.
You know, a man went to the police station wishing to speak to with a burglar. I mean, he had a break into his house, so he went to the police station. He wanted to speak to the burglar that broke into his house the night before. So the front desk sergeant said to him, hey, you know what? You'll have your chances in court. He says, no. He says, I want to talk to him now. He says, what do you want to know so much? He says, I want to know how did he get home into my house without my wife, knowing about it. I've been trying to do that for years.
You know, a doctor accidentally prescribed a patient laxative instead of coughing syrup. 3 days later, the patient came back for a checkup and the doctor asked, well, are you still coughing? So the patient said, no, I'm afraid to do it.
Anyway, Roy?
Yeah.
This guy comes to the doctor. He says, doctor, I want you to lower my sex drive. He says, oh, how old are you? He says, I'm 87. He's 87. You know, sex supposed to be only in your head. He says, yes, I want you to lower it.
You know, he says that a policeman on a motorcycle pulls over a car. He says, so the guy says, what's up? The driver says, your wife fell out 3 miles back. The policeman says, he says, thank goodness, I thought I'm going deaf.
You know, policeman stopped a guy and tell him, you were speeding. Didn't you see the speeding sign? He said, yeah, I saw the sign. I just didn't see you.
You're talking about boy?
Yeah.
Anyway, this taxi driver, you know, today, you know, you can only put so many people. But anyway, a taxi, they got 10 people, but there are always 15 people and they're driving the taxi drivers. Anyway, this taxi driver drives in Louis Botha Avenue, full of 15 people. Suddenly, he says a policeman gets in the road and starts to stop him, starts to tell him to stop. This guy carries on driving right through. So one of the passengers says, listen, why didn't you stop to the police? He says, we can put him on foot.
Brilliant.
You know what? You know what the joke is? I mean, think about it. Dogs in the streets, they're walking and they're looking at people and says, they say to each other, I don't understand what's happening here. Why all humans are with their mouth guards?
You know, last night, I dreamed that I was forced to eat a giant marshmallow. When I woke up, I couldn't find my pillow.
Today, I saw my neighbors talking to a cat. It was 100% she thought that the cat actually understood it. And when I went home, I was talking to my dog and we were laughing together. guys, we've got another 5 minutes to go. So, yeah. I just want to tell you, first of all, that we are open, guys. If anybody needs, we are open you can call us for anything. 083-6100-209. 083-6100-209. Or you can call 011-325-7777. And you'll be able to, come to the shop. We open Monday to Friday between 11 and 2. We only open for 3 hours unless you really want to come at like 2:30 or whatever. Just let us know. In those 3 hours, there's not a lot of people as it is. Just come do your business. Whatever you need to do, you're most welcome.
Tomorrow
at 9 o'clock, we will be here, exactly at 101.9. It is your favorite station, Chai FM. You can go onto my website as well and you can check how you can listen via your internet. You can stream live. Chai FM is streamed live. And just go to chaifm.com, chaifm.com, and just go into listen live and you will be able to listen from all over the world. You'll be able to listen to our show. Our show tomorrow will be consistent of whatever current affairs we've got. And it's going to be predictions of what's going to happen with our boss, what he's going to say is going to happen in next days to come. All I want to wish you is a great evening. I can't even talk about Liverpool because everybody is in quarantine. Everybody's in quarantine. No one knows anything, and I don't know what to say. I wish you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the show. And you know what can I say? It was a little bit difficult to deliver the show from home. We're not sitting in a studio, and obviously the sound cannot be that great. But I really hope that you enjoyed it, and join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The time is now 2 minutes to 7 o'clock, and I'd like to just put the song, our own song.
Yeah. And people, be safe and stay at home. Don't get sick.
Be safe, stay at home. And this is going to be, Gold on the Ceiling from, here you go, Gold on the Ceiling, guys. So have a lovely, lovely evening. Enjoy yourself from all our team, from Eitan Nadler, from Nicole, and from Moshe Starograd. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. A lovely, lovely evening, guys. Bye.